is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love When Calls the Heart.
Hi, I'm Jax, and I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and I despise When Calls the Heart, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, the panda-less week continues, but it's still a good week.
That's right.
Because we have good friends.
We're on a panda fast right now.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
It is.
We are over the three-day hump.
We're over the three-day hump.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would say, was really hard.
Yes.
This is Thursday, right?
In theory, yes.
In theory, yeah. And so that was the worst of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a stretch on Wednesday where it got a little crazy around here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about it.
I got a clip!
No, you don't.
I got a clip.
Panda!
Wait, I know something that can put you guys at ease.
Yeah, what's that?
Let's do the wave.
Oh, I like where your head's at. Yeah. What's wild is that not only in that clip were we both just shouting for Panda.
But
also someone was laughing in the background. Yeah. So we just had someone there laughing.
Whoa, that's funny.
Yeah, but Thursday's better. It's Thursday's a better day for us. We cleared that 3-day hump.
And Jax is here.
And so, you know, how can you be upset when Jax is in the building?
Jax, how's quarter one going for you? Quarter one, 2022.
As far as a fiscal year,
give us your quarterly update.
Like, are you in the black? Are you doing well? From a checking account standpoint, like, just let us know.
I'm so confused about financials that I forget if the black or the red is the good one.
That's true. Well, I can tell you this, we can't have you on as much as we'd like because we can't afford the amount of money that the folks at these other podcasts are paying you. I mean, like, you are a legit professional podcaster and we are over here, we're just trying to make ends meet, Jack. So whenever we can get you, we have you on. I can tell you that right now.
It's a big get for us, Jax.
Well, I really appreciate it, you guys. I mean, I know that I'm consistently inviting myself on all these podcasts. So whenever someone will let me come on, I feel very grateful.
God bless her. And she actually likes When Calls the Heart. Panda at this point just says he does, even though he's
it's all a facade.
And he knows it's miserable.
But you're going to watch the new season that comes out this weekend. It's your birthday this weekend. You're celebrating by watching When Calls the Heart. As you do, season nine?
Jax, go ahead. What were we going to say?
Oh, no, I was just saying there's a lot of drama surrounding this, and some people who were really devoted hardies are now to parties and won't be watching season nine, but I will be a faithful hardy. I'll be watching.
That's so. De parties is way better than farties, which is what I was calling.
Hard joke this early. I'm just glad that we made it. There were hardies, and then
it's 3 a.m. and there must be fart jokes. Episode comes out at 3 a.m. Yeah,
yeah. It does. There were hardies, and then Jack died, and there were hurdies, and now there are departies. Are we serious right now?
I like that you took us through the chronology because yes, the hurdies were also a moment in time, and I think they're still around too. And then it's compounded now with there are hurdies that are also departies that are still some of them hardies. And who knows when you're going to be a farty. That sometimes happens by accident.
It does. Absolutely does.
But you should just go buy some Smarties, eat those.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that
makes
my day better. I love Smarties.
Jax,
please don't send me Smarties. I don't need more candy in the office.
Be honest, Jax. You reviewed this on the Bubbly Sesh for the Hallmark channel.
Way back when? Did you do that?
Didn't they do that? Didn't you do? Yes. Okay.
We did.
Were you? I just need to know because you're not only are you a talented podcaster, you're also a really good actor. And so I just need to know at one point, like if there was ever an episode that was just bleh, but you as an actor and as someone that was on the Bubbly Sesh still had to come up to bat and be like, oh my gosh, this episode was great. Did that happen?
Okay. So the truth of this is that I am much more invested in the current cast of actors and their acting. Like going back now and watching season 5, it seems a little bit more melodramatic to me than more current When Calls the Heart.
Well, you would call this melodramatic, huh? That's interesting.
Is that offensive? Is that a hot take?
I would never call it that.
No brain surgery here.
No. You picked an episode.
Yeah, you did.
Though,
you did. You really
did.
Which
is good. Good for you.
That's true.
So what was the answer is that?
The answer is you didn't have to act because you actually liked the new cast of characters.
I think that the acting to me, and I say this as someone who as an actor, I've acted in some doozies. And also I've done bad work. I think the actors on When Calls the Heart are all quite gifted and they take whatever they're given. And I think they really make it work, especially some of the more comedic stuff with like Pascal and Kevin, I think always works really well.
You're a big fan of those two, huh?
Have you always been a big fan or does it get better?
I mean, I think that the longer they're on the show together and the more they're given to do, the better they get. I mean, in this episode, their role was basically non-existent.
Well, we've seen Pascal in a couple of movies and I think she does a great job. And I've said that when we review the movies. And on this show, Rosemary and Lee are like consistently the things that I don't want to see on screen, like consistently. And so
it's all like up until this point, their whole thing is, I'm a businessman. I'm obtuse. And she's like, why doesn't he pay attention? And then at the end, he's like, I was paying attention the whole time. It's every week.
Yeah. True story.
It's tough.
I will tell you that I don't say this like to just be like, oh, they're so great. You actually will get to see, if you continue to review, you will get to see more of what they can actually do. And thank goodness for that, because they actually add what is the true comedic relief to the show and some real banter.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first.
Man. We'll see.
We will see, because we have no plans on stopping.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why we would stop now at this point.
We're season five. We're pot committed.
I do feel like this point next year we'll be caught up and we'll be able to watch the season as it seems.
And you're on the precipice of all the drama now.
Yeah, we're about Jack's gonna die next episode.
I think it's next episode, isn't it?
That's what we heard.
The next episode ends on a cliffhanger. And then it's confirmed.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Are we ready?
Let's do this.
Season 5, episode 8 of When Calls the Heart aired on April. Do you know the name of it, Dan? I know that Jax knows because I sent her that.
Your Cheating Heart.
What basis?
Hearts on Fire. Hearts in Atlantis. Farties Are Us.
Okay, but use context clues from the episode that you watched. What is the name of this episode?
Snake Bit Heart. Heart of a Surgeon. Heart of a Champion.
These are all good ones. Heart, it is
Tumor in My Heart.
Okay. That would have been, one, inaccurate. But two, this is one of the episodes without a heart in the title. So Weather the Storm.
Weather the Storm. Yeah. That makes sense,
It originally aired on April 8th.
You wanted me to get there from context clues, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is weather.
Whatever you say, buddy.
There is weather. They're studying weather in the school, dumb.
Okay. Just.
Oh,
okay.
You call yourself a teacher? It originally aired on April 8th,
2018. Just got back from Denny's.
You went to Denny's.
They gave me a free meal.
Why?
They heard my story and felt bad. They said this one's on us.
Denny's listens to the show?
I talked to Denny himself. That may have been just a homeless guy outside.
I don't think you went to a real Denny's.
I did. The Moons Over Miami was excellent.
What is a Moons Over Miami?
It's two moon pies over a pig.
Not a Denny's pal. It went a little something like this. The kids are going to be learning about weather. And we'll be doing some project-based learning.
Blue sky thinking, baby.
That's exactly right.
The only way to do it.
So back when I was a teacher, way back when I was in my early 20s and they entrusted me with children, during the summer when we were getting ready for the school year, we did some blue sky thinking and we had to build some towers with spaghetti and a marshmallow.
Yep.
And Dan loved it.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Guys, I'll be honest. No one loves a good, like,
team building
activity than my good friend Dan.
Oh yeah, bring it. Trust falls, floor is lava.
We do at least one team building activity a week here.
That's right.
Take it very seriously. Yeah, we do. Abigail tries to convince the banker to go with her investor instead. Again, Carson's late wife's sister, Yadrakin, shows up and says that she has a tumor. It's a serious thing. I don't know what you want from me.
Is it a tumor?
Yeah, it's a real tumor in her brain, same as her sister.
Yeah.
And asked if he would remove it. And he says, are you kidding me right now? You freaking kidding me right now? Do you know what happened? I should not do that.
It's like asking the guy that like crashed the Titanic to be like, hey, I got this boat. You want to sail it?
Abigail goes to talk to her investor, but when she finds out that she's second fiddle, she bounces.
See ya.
Bill is going to take AJ to another town for sentencing, and they get stuck in the rain. More weather talk. So they're going to totes kiss. The rain stops. They didn't kiss. I premature wrote that. They get back on the horse, and they bicker some. A stone gets stuck in the horse's shoe. We've all been there. He gets off the horse and gets hit by a rattlesnake. And the horse runs away. So AJ I don't know what she does here. She tries to like suck the venom out.
Yep.
Do you do that?
I thought it was incredibly sensual.
There was that aspect to it for sure. aspect, as you see what I did there. And I think you have to get to that snake bite like right away for that to work. They did it purely for sensual effect, from what I understand.
I mean, it works.
Did you get the aspect joke at all?
No.
Okay, good
talk. Aspect?
Yes. ASP. Forget it. Just keep going.
Is that a snake joke?
Yes.
Back at school, something wild happens. One girl does all the work in the project. I have never done that.
I've always been the guy working hard.
I've always been the one that says, guys, we all got to do this together. Splitsies. Always works out. AJ is trying to take care of Bill, and he starts talking about how amazing she is. He's getting loopy, y'all. He ends up falling asleep and wakes up, and she's gone. See ya, AJ. Carson heard back from a doctor about whether or not the doctor would do the surgery. He's like, no, I will not do that surgery. So she begs Carson to do it. He's unsure, seeing as how he has a history with killing people. It's time for the class project, and bad news, everyone. One boy thinks he's dumb, so he doesn't even try to learn about wind. Elizabeth is wise to this, and she tells him, hey, kid, you got to do this project again. And the girl offers to help. So back to square one. Elizabeth decides to meddle in the investor's life by calling her son that I guess they're estranged. And so he shows up and she's like, I'm gonna leave Hope Valley. And Elizabeth is like, no, you're not. Not until you talk to your son. And I guess that works. She's not leaving anymore. And they hug. AJ shows back up. Bill's stumbling through the woods looking all dumb. And AJ's like, hey, I got a Mountie. I got an anti-venom and I got a kiss. They do kiss this time. And he's like, hey, I wrote you a letter requesting that you get less jail time than Gowan.
Wow.
So
didn't know that was possible.
Didn't know it was possible. Carson does the surgery and guys, it's a big success.
Second time's the charm.
Woohoo! The good investor barges into the banker just as he's about to sign with the bad investor. And she's like, don't do it. And the banker's like, good enough for me. So he signs with Greta, the good investor. And that, my friends, was when calls the hard weather the storm.
We did it. We did it.
Easy let's, enough. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll break this episode down. And I'm over. We're back. We're talking Wind Calls the Heart, Season 5, Episode 8, Weather the Storm. What do you think Panda thought of this episode?
Guys, I don't know. I could do a whole bit.
Top shelf.
Top shelf.
A lot of action.
You got some weathers. You got some kisses. You got bank.
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. Yeah, that's right.
Let's start with you, Jax. Jax, you jumped back in on this one. You've seen it before. You're seeing it again. How'd you feel about this one?
I mean, I guess I found it extra triggering the Emily doing all the work for the science project because there were a few times this happened to me in high school. And the last time I remember, I won't say his name in case he's an avid listener of the pod, but he got into an Ivy League school and he's currently a doctor.
Oh, say his name. No.
Say his name.
Rick Greco. he's a nice man. He was a sweet guy, but he consistently cheated off of me. And I let him. I was the Emily. I was like, sure. Like, I don't even know why I did it, but it was quite funny to see Emily doing all the hard work on this science project while Harper's like, yeah, I don't really care to learn about this stuff. And I don't think it was because he was not confident. I think he was lazy.
Yeah, 100%. But what's Harper supposed to do here? Because if you just say, hey, do it, and he doesn't do it, then you're just up the creek. So it's just, you're in a real sticky situation.
This is a classic. Listen, I have dealt with this, and you have too, as a teacher, because kids come to you all the time, and they're always like, hey, I've done my part of the project. This person hasn't done theirs. What's going to happen? I don't want to do it all. And I just always go, turn in what you have. And they're like, is my grade going to drop? And I said, yeah, probably some, but not as much as theirs will drop. Theirs will drop more. And people will do all of the work so their grade doesn't drop at all. And I just try to explain to people, like, there's just more important things than a 100. Like, there just are.
What are those things?
Life,
I want the 100.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, literally anything you can think of is. But they're not used to hearing that from a teacher. But that's what I tell them regularly.
You're so cool,
right?
You're a cool teacher.
So cool.
That is a cool teacher. Cool coach.
They don't get frustrated at all at me when I tell them that, for sure.
I gotta be honest, man. We've been on quite the slump here.
Yeah.
In Hope Valley.
This season may be one of the worst this side of Hamilton.
This side of Hamilton. Don't be sorry. This was a fine swell episode. Lots happening. You got snake bites. You got kissy kisses. Everything that Panda said is accurate. Great. A lot of fun in this episode. I was surprised by it. I'm like, why is this so hard? Why is it so hard to just do stuff? We did stuff in this episode.
We did a lot of it.
And I had a lot of fun with it. Why is this so hard? Just do it. Just do stuff. Do anything.
Do stuff.
Just do stuff.
Man, you know, Jax, to be fair, and you probably don't remember this because it's been years since you've watched this, but we're like coming fresh off of the Career Day episode, which like just hit me in the head with a frying pan. Like, I don't want any part of the Career Day episode ever again in my life. So there is that. Maybe it was the fact that Rosemary wasn't around. And it could have been because like there's a brain surgery. It could have been that Rosemary wasn't around. It could have been that Bill, you know, could die. It could have been that Rosemary wasn't around. It could have been, there's a lot of things here. Rosemary wasn't there, but it could have been, there are so many, you know, now that you mentioned, Rosemary really didn't have but a line in this.
She had a line.
She had one line. Yeah. That's it. Gosh, the last few weeks. She had one line. The last half dozen episodes, Rosemary and Lee have been driving me up the wall, like I was twitching. And so that was a breath of fresh air. Now, is this a good episode of television? No.
Yes.
But what Bill Avery, that is consistently the most preposterous part of this show, what he actually does and who Jack Wagner, like, he's just Jack Wagner.
I gotta tell you. There's no way in the world that there wasn't a little something going on there in real life.
I mean, come on.
Like, Jack Wagner's not that good. Like, you know, when that guy, when there's been some extracurriculars.
And they've done those Wedding March movies together. The sparks
are everywhere.
Is
that the same girl?
Same girl. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you kidding me right now? No, those two. No.
Those two had those something. Two.
They had something. I can't go any further, but they did.
Oh, boy.
I kid, everybody. I don't know. I'm not trying to.
I think that was probably the only take they had of them kissing that didn't involve tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, no kid. They had to get, like, can we get one more and just take it back six notches, guys?
Jack, act your age, like, my man. Yeah,
just stick to your own uvula. Yeah.
Those guys.
You know what I did love about, it made me think of, are you guys familiar with A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes.
The play, yeah. Shakespeare.
I am.
So there is in the play within a play, sure. Bottom is playing this character called Pyramus in the play within a play. And when he's playing Pyramus, he has this very long, drawn out death scene that is extremely comedic that you think he's dead, but he's not dead and he keeps popping up. It's a really funny part of the play within a play. And although the acting was excellent and not meant to be comedic, Jack Wagner stumbling through the forest was like, I'm like, that is Pyramus in Pyramus and Thisbe in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Cause I was like, when is he dying? And like the long period of time with which he had to sustain that, not death. I was like, slow clap for the acting prowess on that.
I'm just saying right now, the ghost of William Shakespeare is going to murder all of us. You cannot mention Shakespeare.
Sure you can.
And when calls the heart together, Jax. It's like one of the five rules of life. Like, I don't know what the other ones are, but I know that one. What I was going to say is Jack Wagner is the only person not trying to live in the world of Hope Valley during his, like, everyone else in the show is at least trying to do the best with what they have. Jack Wagner's just there to be Jack Wagner. He's like, you know, D-list John Wayne. Like, he's there and he's just like, hey, I'm Jack Wagner. What are you going to have me do this week? And they finally decided to lean into the absurdity of what that is. And they do that in this episode. And Rosemary's not around. And
why so is Jack Wagner
just so great?
Why is Jack Wagner stumbling into a tree not a GIF that I send on a daily basis?
Come on.
I need it.
Oh, man.
If anyone has access to this, will you send it to all of us? Yeah. Because that's what we all need.
This is what we need.
I need that.
I say that to say this. Most entertaining episode of the season.
There you go.
But most entertaining episode of the season.
That's all we're looking for here. Let's talk about the feels. Any feels for you, Jax, in this episode? Do you get any feels?
I was happy that Carson didn't murder another person in that family.
I think we all were.
That is, yeah. Relief feels. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I did. It also was a little sad, knowing what we know about Jack, to have Elizabeth writing, you know, can't wait for you to be home soon, that kind of stuff, because we know that that's just headed.
Do you have any inside info on this, Jax? I am of the opinion, because we talked to Daniel, that Daniel said, like, I left the show after five seasons, whatever. Like, decided not to renew my contract. It was clear, it was evident that they were upset at him, in my opinion, for not renewing his contract. And so they just gave him as little to do as they possibly could over the last season plus. Do you think that's accurate?
So what I thought, and this isn't any inside baseball knowledge, this is just like either what I had heard, but I don't even know where I heard it from. I thought, yes, it was clear he wanted to leave. So I thought that they were also, his lack of being in these episodes to me was more them being like, oh, okay, you only have to shoot this many days. Almost like they were doing him a service.
Oh, wow.
Rather than being like, well, the heck with you, we won't put you in. I thought that was what he was wanting, since he's wanting to leave. But don't quote me on that, because
fair enough.
Yeah.
That's such a Jax way to look at the situation.
Yeah, it is. Classic.
But if anyone ever does that to me, if I'm ever a series regular on TV show, you know I don't leave anywhere until I'm kicked out. So, like, you'll know that that's not accurate. So don't believe it when you hear it then, that's okay? Right.
The kissy kiss. I mean, Jack and AJ, it worked for me. I want more of that. I want to go on a date with them. Not like,
well, that's weird.
On the show, I want
to. Yeah.
Guys,
That's a nice save. I didn't have any feels, and I was trying to think of why. But
it's because Rosemary wasn't in the episode.
You beat me to it, Brand. Rosemary and Lee weren't around. And that, you know, as much as it's been hard without Panda, there was a soothing balm of no Rosemary and Lee that kind of didn't quite make up for it because I missed my friend, but yeah, it was close. It was pretty close. Got to be honest.
It's so sad with the empty chair there. I never really think about it, but it's like,
I will remember.
It could be like whenever somebody drops out of Christmas call, we post a picture of him in black and white. He's not showing up anymore. Well, guys, stop acting like they died. Dead. Like they just stop. Jeez. With the black and white pictures. They're not.
I do like the reverence with which they do that. Like, that's right. I appreciate it, but it is like a memorial.
They are no longer around.
Yeah. 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 I honestly thought Lacey Chabert, something had happened.
Yeah.
Because they did. Black they just white. Went. They and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just not coming to Christmas. She's come. Got
she's
it.
Just gonna good, come. Good,
good. It was like, we have some devastating news.
somebody just dropped out of '90s con and they did the same thing.
It
and
is,
I'm like,
it is with a heavy heart we're here.
We talk about how
that Jesse Metcalf can't come to Christmas con.
What's sad is the reason that they do that, which I'm obsessed with the women that run that. The reason why they do that is because for every announcement like that, the backlash that they get is unreal. So they're like, okay, we're gonna give these people the space to grieve because people do come after them. Like,
oh yeah,
the gosh darn.
No, you can't. You can't win there.
And Jesse from this world. Yeah, you can't win.
No. You don't do it. You don't do it. Let's take one more quick break. We'll come back with the wait, what's and the what things here on the show.
You got it.
We're back, everybody. We're talking about this show and this episode. We're here, and Jax is here for Panda. Panda. It's no longer with us this week.
I'm checking. Is Panda's okay, right?
Yeah, he's moving across town, and he's literally closing on two houses in the same day. Yeah. He's got a full like week this week. So you know, he was pretty stressed.
Hey, buddy, you take the week off.
Yeah, take the day.
Take the day off.
That's right.
Let's talk about the way what's. Jax, did anything pop out to you that made you say, "Wait, what did you watch in this episode?"
I will say I loved them, but the entrance of the cute little Muppet grandchildren, and when I say they look like Muppets, I mean that in the best way. I think they are darling, adorable, and were one of my favorite parts of the episode. But this woman is estranged from her son, and then like all of a sudden her grandkids walk in. He's like, are you my grandma? And it's like, she has a lot to process in that moment. But those kids are cute as all get out. And I really was like, I wonder what they're doing now four seasons later, because they're pretty adorable.
Fair.
Are you my grandma? No, grandma. No, grandma. Don't leave. Don't leave, grandma.
Then he just stares blankly.
Because she didn't answer in the affirmative. Yeah. She was just kind of like.
A kid hit his mark, man.
My 4-year-old would be like, grandma!
That's right.
Do what you want. What? Candy? What?
That's right. Yep.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, baby, yep. There's no way my 5-year-old is staying silent for that long with his grandma. There's just no way.
Grandma!
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
That's right.
What are you guys talking? Dad, what'd they say?
Yep.
Dad, what'd they say? Pipe down. I'm trying to make up with your grandma. I'll fill you in later.
You're Dad, four.
Dad, what'd they say? I love you, son. There's no way that there is a they're like, we got to do surgery now, and Carson says, Lee, I need these things, and Carson, whose job it is to run a business, is like, Lee, okay, it's there's no way he doesn't mess it up. He was having such a hard time with this list. There's no way that Lee didn't mess that up. I don't buy it. I know that the stuff showed up because she lived, but I just, Lee was really having a real struggle bus there. There's just no way he didn't mess that up. So you need a pancake batter.
Lithium batteries.
That's what I want.
Shells and dynamite.
You want lumber?
No.
You want lumber?
No, I got plenty of that. Trees.
Trees over here. I got them.
Mm.
Dan?
I've got a bunch, but most of them are about this entire AJ Jack Wagner storyline. First of all, I don't want to be this guy, but it literally does not rain on them. They say it's going to rain. They spray some mist sideways. Everything around them is completely dry.
Don't be a little
They're
dinker.
Running a white noise machine. Literally, it does not rain. Go and look at the scene again. It is embarrassing. It's completely dry in that forest. It's not raining at all.
Have you ever heard the saying, is Barry shaped in shards?
The snake that bites him is not there. Like, it's not there. That is a video of a snake that they found from the National Geographic
Channel. Why would they bring in a snake? And of course, you stock video. Don't bring a snake in. Jack Wagner's a national treasure. You don't get that man near a snake.
And then he says, rub some charcoal on it, and she happens to have charcoal.
Had a fire with charcoal there.
Where did she get charcoal in the middle of the woods?
You wouldn't get it.
And then they say, we looked everywhere for you. He's filled with venom. How far could he have gotten on his hands and knees? What, like a 10-foot radius? Why did you go looking for this guy? We looked everywhere for you. He was crawling, lady. How far could he have gotten? And then last, and this is my favorite. This may take the cake from a bad advice standpoint. They're lying there underneath the tree, and he's like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And she says, why don't you get some rest? Listen, look, I know it's the 19-teens, but if you tell someone who's got bitten by a snake to go to sleep, they will die. They will die. Their heart will stop. Do not do it. If you're listening, I am not a Boy Scout. This is common knowledge. Do not let someone who's gotten bitten by a snake go to sleep. Don't encourage it. They're going to not wake up. That is just science. Don't do it.
I feel like the light is fading from my eyes.
Why don't you get a little nappy in? I'm sure you're just tired. What in the world, AJ? Good gosh. Be better.
Maybe at that point, AJ wasn't sold on him. And she was like, if I make sure he dies, I'll get away.
If he lives, great. If he dies, great. Right. Jax is over here with feels about doing the whole project. I'm over here with my boy Harper going, bro, you overcorrected on this thing. It's like you've never been dead weight on a group project before. If you're dead weight on a group project, you learn two or three things that you go to. If the teacher 100%. Asks a question, you got two or three in the chamber.
Like, what's wind?
Like, what is wind? That's right. Like, that's the basics, man. Like, if you're going to be dead weight on a project, you have to carry some weight. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just show up and do nothing. And then lastly, the woman comes in. Who's gonna invest in the bank? And we don't have time to go down the rabbit trail of the fact that Abigail is insisting on her person give the money based on integrity. That's too close to home. But the thing that I will say that we need to talk about is that these papers have been drawn up for this man. They're not like, you know, papers that anyone can sign. They have his name on them. Like, they're all drawn up for this one man, not for anyone. They're not just to the person that's going to give us money, please sign here. And then she just takes those papers and signs them like they were made for her. Like, that's not how papers work, right? Right?
I don't know, man. The 1910s were wild.
Yeah. It's World War I's going on. All the lawyers are fighting in the trenches. I don't know. They're at the Battle of the Somme. That's all I got.
It's time for Hopes and Valleys. It's the part of the show we talk about what in this episode is giving us hope for the future and or bumming us out. I don't know how you're going to do this, Jax, because you know what's coming. But is there anything in this episode that gives you hope for what's to come or maybe is making you a little leery? Weary.
You got it. Weary and leery, I think, even though I So even though I know what's to come and I know this is not a plot line they go down, when Carson told his deceased wife's younger sister that she reminded him of her, while that is a sweet thing to say, I think I would have been a little bit like, cool, cool. And I would have made me feel awkward. And I was watching this, even though I know that's not the way this goes, I would have been weary and leery about them going down the road of Carson dating the little sister of his deceased wife.
Yeah, that would have been something. Yeah, I don't know how it would have felt.
Does he date Faith? Does he date Faith?
Oh my goodness. Oh, you baby boys. Yes, he does.
I forgot that this
uncharted territory.
I found out on the chat, BrambleJamPlus.com, that Jack Wagner is your favorite cast member. Is that accurate?
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Let me see if I can find this for you.
What can you possibly have under there to prove your point?
Wait, hold on.
Well, while you're searching, I'll give mine. My hope is that Jack and AJ are going to have a lot more. All right.
Oh,
pulled
mom.
That out very quickly.
Yeah, that's something.
It's a signed photo of Jack Wagner.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
So that was what I was pulling out.
Did you get to interview him in your days?
I did. I did, and he sang to us, and there is a bit of attraction there in my end. It's not reciprocated, and that's okay.
Well,
yeah,
he is an elderly fellow. He is. But you know,
yeah,
that's never stopped elderly white men before.
I should have known there was an attraction there when you compared it to Shakespeare.
Jack Wagner reminds me of my old friend Bill William Shakespeare. My hope is that Jack and AJ get more scenes together because I'm here for it.
My hope is that Dr. Carson has a newly invigorated sense of confidence that he can be a doctor. My value is that maybe that confidence will lead him to try brain surgery again. And I'm worried that a 50-50 proposition is not a great way to enter into that.
I can do anything.
Pocket watch, no.
Shepherd's pie, no. Smolder, no.
No.
Robert, no.
Robert was fine in this episode. He did his work.
I didn't. Was Robert in? Oh, yeah.
Robert
briefly.
Was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he's in Jesus today.
Yeah, that's right. He's Jesus. So do we have a What's Calling My Heart?
We do. Hello at DougTheHallmark.com. You can tell us what's calling your heart. Hi, guys. You know your heart up when you have to read Brian Harold's email as a last resort. I can hear a cry of help when it's issued. Wow. Brian taking shots.
Wait, who is this from?
Sarah Corculis.
Okay.
What's calling
my
heart?
So people are just calling out Brian?
What's calling my heart? Yeah, apparently. What's calling my heart right now is Baby Yoda.
Okay.
I have several nieces. What year is it? I have several nieces and nephews, plus middle and high school kids, and that I'm friends with, and they've all been starstruck by The Mandalorian for a couple years now. I'm not a Star Wars enthusiast by any stretch of the imagination, and have listened to them go on and on about the coolness of the show. I recently started watching it, and honestly, I don't care about the plot in the least. In fact, I'm mostly bored, unless Baby Yoda shows up.
That's
Did
fair.
We make this email up? That sounds like an email we would make up. Yeah. I promise this is a real email. Unless Baby Yoda shows up. I turn into a mush ball, complete with hard eyes every time I see him. I make high-pitched shrieking noises, and my heart melts. This is fantastic. I watch each episode waiting for him to show up on screen. I should have read it ahead of time. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not entirely sure what the show is about most of the time. I guess a guy who can't take off his helmet because that's the way. trying to get little fella back to his people and the adventure they have along the way. Is that what this is about?
But
little guy has captured my heart. So as ridiculous as it sounds, that's where I'm at these days. Judge away, guys. But when you read Brian's email and say it's the last one you have, well, you get what you get, I guess. Oh, thanks for listening and for continuing to watch Wind Calls the Heart.
She said truly, thanks for listening?
She did say thanks for listening. Sarah, I don't know what we're listening to of yours. It's truly one of the highlights of my week. Sarah Corculus. Sarah, that is an early entry into maybe my favorite email I've ever read. I can't believe it wasn't a bit, and it's a real email. God bless you. Fantastic.
I feel the same way about that program.
So good. Gosh.
Could do without it. Could do without it. Jax! You're the best, pal.
You are the best, Jax.
So good to see you.
You guys are great. I'm so glad that we could be reunited. And tell Pans I miss them.
Will do.
We'll see. You're doing things also? Are you on regular podcasts, like on a regular basis now?
I'm a professional podcast guest, so I just invite myself on whoever will have me. You know, it's a great community, and sometimes people, you know, let me come over to their podcasts, and you guys are one of the most welcoming and let me have a podcast home after being swiftly dismissed from Homer Channel.
Yeah, and you're being kind because we did fire you, but you have six more episodes with us. We're That's trying right. to fill out.
We're just trying to get this out of the way as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we were trying. It's kind of you to be as gracious as you're being. Yeah. No, Jax, in all seriousness, you're welcome here every single episode, and you know it. You're wonderful. God bless you.
Thanks, guys. This is so great. I'll talk to you soon.
And may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.